Yep, you want to go into the DMR ID. I'm going to open up that window, and when you want to put your DMR ID in there. Because if not, you're going to use the other guy's DMR ID. So, you want to go, if you want to click on DMR ID, let the page load. I'm not sure if you need to click it or double-click it. Then it'll bring up a window, and it says radio ID, and you want to change it to your DMR ID.
Yeah, there's a generic one there. There's one that it tells you your call sign here, and then there's one that's APRS. So I'll do that. And what's this going to do to the code that I've, you know, the program I already built with the different repeaters that I like and everything?